John Mellencamp, as it has been all show, because Mellencamp is whining again. The Governor Scott Walker in campaign events using his music. So we've used it for bumpers throughout the show. Just two more to go, right? Yeah, just two more to go. Oh, yeah, 10:48-ish in the end of the show. Three? Oh, yeah, bumpering out. What's the matter with me? That's right. That's correct. So, just, I know he doesn't know who I am. I don't care. Just our little stick in the eye. As you know, Congressman Tom Petri announced, well, really last week, and then officially earlier this week, that he's not seeking re-election. This came after he was challenged by not one, but two primary opponents. First, State Senator Glenn Grothman. Then State Representative Dewey Strable got in, after Petri got out. But he was going to face Grothman for sure, and maybe Strable anyway. And now State Senator Joe Leibom, with Petri out, is expected to enter the race as well. His hometown newspaper, the Fond du Lac Reporter, earlier this week ran an editorial which was very laudatory, bordering on gushing, of Tom Petri. They start with noting his personal background, which is all, very praiseworthy stuff. That he marched as a member of the NAACP, protest picketing Woolworth store as a member of the NAACP to protest its policy of segregated lunch counters in the South. Did that while he was in Fond du Lac public schools. Served in the Peace Corps. Certainly much to praise Tom Petri about. They then get to this. Generally speaking, Petri has voted along party lines. At the same time, the late Washington Post columnist David Broder, a D.C. institution for decades, observed that Petri was notably independent. That was never more evident than in 2007, when he joined a handful of other Republicans in a vote against President George W. Bush's request for a proposed troop surge in Iraq. And history has proven that Petri and those who opposed the surge were on the wrong side of history. Why wouldn't conservatives be bothered by that? They go on. A criticism of Petri in recent years in some Republican circles has been that he isn't conservative enough. The implication appears to be that in today's fiercely partisan Congress, Petri has become a dinosaur. How sad for America if that is the case. The reality is that very little is now getting done in Washington because politics have become so extreme. There is no longer any middle ground, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame for the gridlock. A political dinosaur? Let's hope not. What Congress desperately needs is not yet another demagogue, but more men and women like Tom Petri who are willing to occasionally cross the aisle. Petri's willingness to compromise, something that wasn't nearly as common as his detractors might contend, is not a weakness. Instead, it is among his greatest strengths. Representative Petri does not represent what is wrong in the nation's capital. He has represented what can be right in Washington. For 35 years, this son of Fond du Lac has served with quiet distinction and the 6th District, Wisconsin, and the nation will miss him. Fond du Lac Reporter, which calls itself Action Reporter Media. Fond du Lac. Let me comment on that. I have said repeatedly, here is what has changed. Okay, he's been in Congress 35 years. Let's just go back 40 years. You could go back 60 years, whatever. Here is what has changed. And I use, and I will again pull out Peggy Noonan's yardstick, where she did a column years ago, and I quote it often, and I make sure to say it's hers, not mine. If you take zero on a yardstick, being completely unfettered, wide-open markets, and 36 being full-blown socialism. Over the years, Republicans believed the debate started at the 18-inch line. And ever since post-Roosevelt, post-FDR, it has started at about the 28-inch line. I keep moving it every time I bring this up, but somewhere, 26, 28-inch line. Democrats try to move it to 36, and we stop them at 31. Hey, we won. And that push, push, push to the left continues. What happened in 2009 with the Tea Party movement is no. No. We're done. We're not doing that anymore. Now, sometimes that has translated into inflexibility and intransigence, which has not served neither the Tea Party nor the conservative movement as a whole very well. But sticking to those principles is what has led to the polarization. The party's over and the left just, no. This isn't the way you've always done it. No, you've always come along. We've had to drag you and you've slowed us down. Yeah. But, you know, you just keep going. You know how this game works. Petri is one of the guys who knows how the game works, and he played it well, and that's what made him a dinosaur. That world has changed. Republicans are now saying no. Far enough and no further. That has led to tremendous gridlock when for 40, 50, 60 years they've just kept going along for the ride. Well, that's not happening anymore. In 5 years since the Tea Party came along, Democrats still haven't figured out how to navigate that other than to demagogue them and call them racist because they've got nothing else. Petri is the classic go along to get along. But that's not even the biggest problem, and they don't bring it up here. He's known really for nothing. He's just kind of likes being in Congress. What has he accomplished? What are his crowning achievements that you would put in the conservative column? Really not much. And to say that you are going to continue to hold that line and say, this far and no further, and actually we're going to retract government. Contract government. We're going to go back. That's what Tom Petri is not part of. That's what he is not in step with. And his conservative rating has dropped over the years. That is a reality. But that he really is the Herb Kohl of the right, that he just kept going off to Congress and not really accomplishing anything, I think that's as big as part of the frustration with Tom Petri as any. And that doesn't get mentioned much. Mark in Vesper. Mark, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hey, Jerry. You mentioned that the saying no is not served the Tea Party well or the conservatives.
No, I didn't say that. I said sometimes, Mark, let me say what I said. I said sometimes inflexibility and intransigence didn't serve them well, but there's nothing wrong with saying no and no further. Go ahead.
Okay, I agree. And the reason we get a bad rap is because the left is in charge of the narrative. They're the ones telling the story.
Yes, and Tom Petri is part of those guys that were okay going along with that story. Go along to get along. Go along to get along. And that does, in fact, make him a dinosaur. Mark, thanks a lot for the call. No, I didn't say there was a problem with saying no. But you still have to adhere to political realities. The biggest problem, though, to some degree, not to the degree Tom Petri did, the biggest problem with the Tea Party movement is you can't lead from behind. You need to convince the leadership that you're right. And you can't take on your leadership because you will lose. That's the problem. But no, saying that we're done. We're done with constantly moving government to the left. And the Obama administration tried to do it so sharply that that's where the Tea Party revolution started. Tom Petri is oblivious to all of this. That's what makes him a dinosaur. Speaking of oblivious, on to Ukraine. In 3 minutes, it's 10:45.
Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.